From NPR News, this is Weekend Edition. I'm Leanne Hansen. And these were some of the voices in the news this past week.
What Floyd did was unique because nobody has collapsed like he did, then the next morning come back as strong as ever.
I think there's a good possibility I can clear my name. That's what I want to do. That's my objective now. But regardless of whether that happens or not, I don't know that this will ever really go away.
That shelling of the UN position, which is long established and clearly marked, started early in the morning and went on till after 7 p.m. when we lost contact.
Israel would never deliberately target UN personnel, unequivocally. We would never deliberately target UN personnel.
Last night, they hit a mosque right here in this residential area. As you see around me, no military targets, no military bases.
I feel lucky right now that I get the chance to leave, but I feel sad for all the people who are staying behind.
I was shocked by the level of destruction in Lebanon and by how many tens of thousands of people who flee every day now.
It is important that we work with the countries of the region to find a solution, and that should also include Iran and Syria.
Syria doesn't need dialogue to know what they need to do. They need to lean on Hezbollah to get them to release the two captured Israeli soldiers and stop the launch of rockets against innocent Israeli civilians.
Hezbollah attacked Israel. I believe Hezbollah, I know Hezbollah is connected to Iran. And now's the time for the world to confront this danger.
We want to see tabled and agreed a UN resolution as early as possible that will allow the cessation of hostilities. Provided that resolution is agreed and acted upon, we can indeed bring an end to this crisis.